The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Monday to us all. I'm your host. Co-host Dominic Salvia. Crudy is out today. Well-deserved day off. So it's going to be me, you, and Rich. Hey, Rich, welcome, man. You can always call us here. Rich will lightly screen your calls at 844-967-2789. Man, what a week. Oh, my goodness. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in, hanging out with us last week while we covered the DNC. Also want to send some love and shout outs to the staff over at Civic Media, a flawless production. These things can be very difficult. There's lots of variables. There's lots of things happening at one time. And, you know, sometimes best laid plans don't work out. But as I always say, you know, when things are challenging, how you rise up and how you overcome those challenges says a lot about the character and skill of people. And everyone at Civic Media did a bang up job, and we appreciate what they did. You too, Rich. Thank you, man. So we were off last week, Friday, and I didn't get a chance to get overall reaction from all of our fair audience. And so with Crudy off today, I want to spend some time with you, our fair audience, 844-967-2789. We're going to kind of recap some of the speeches. I know I was there, I was live, we were listening, but man, that was like a long time ago. Didn't get to do anything on Friday. So I want to get some highlights of some of my favorite parts of the DNC speeches and acknowledge some of the influential, strong Black women that really, I think, just gave the best speeches and really had an influence on me and really made me appreciate their abilities to communicate what I think a lot of us have been thinking, rolling around on our head, but to be able to have the skills of, you know, filter it out, present it with passion. It was, there were some really, really good speeches all weekend long. I'm talking to some friends. Well, what was your favorite speech? What was your favorite speech? What was your favorite speech? And a lot of the responses were Oprah's, Michelle Obama's, and of course, Kamala Harris, all three Black women. And I think that says a lot about where we're at. No, not any of these folks were necessarily Republicans or megas, but I would like to know the megas. What was your favorite speech? What was your least favorite speech? Love to have that conversation too. 844-967-2789. We'll get to some of the DNC reviews and conversations on topics there in the 4 and 5 o'clock hour. But locally here, we got to start out here because of course we didn't have the show on Friday, and all my Madison friends out there, I know in Milwaukee, I know you're going nuts. This Jay Weber situation. We'll call it the Jay Weber situation. You know, it's like the Bonnie situation in Pulp Fiction, but we're going to call it the Jay Weber situation. And what is the Jay Weber situation? Well, to recap, because it's been a few days, I know it's been a long, hot weekend, and maybe some of you may have forgotten, because this is an ongoing conversation, an ongoing issue, an ongoing problem. Jay Weber is the host in the mornings over at 1130 WISN in Milwaukee. This is the top rated radio station in Wisconsin. They got a 13 share, and he pulls the bulk of that. I think he's 6 to 9 in the morning. Jay Weber went out after Tim Walz acknowledged his family and said some really terrible things. And I'll recap this just a little bit, specifically from the reporting over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Mary Spicuzza. Now, what did the star of iHeart's WISN 1130 AM? Now, it does not relate to the WISN television, just for the record. But what did he say? Why is everyone so mad? Well, after Gus Walls, who has ADHD and anxiety disorder and nonverbal learning disorder, sprung up from his seat and said, "I love you, Dad. That's my dad." I mean, what a wonderful moment to most of us, to some of us, but not to Jay, not to the folks over at iHeart WISN 1130 AM Milwaukee, as Jay is an employee of theirs and a representative and a star host on that network. He wrote his post on the Twitter X, quote, "Sorry, but this was embarrassing for both father and son. If the Wallses represent today's American man, this country is screwed." And then in parentheticals, he writes, as if he's talking like Governor Walls, "Meet my son, Gus. He's a blubbering bitch boy. His mother and I are very proud." Unquote. The first reaction to Jay Weber over at iHeart was to criticize what? Gus for expressing love and support for his father. That's the problem. That, to Jay Weber and iHeart, expressing feelings and love for one's family is weakness. It's weakness. You're weak if you act like that. Now, we can do a whole other show on what that really means, all this toxic masculinity thing. But let's stay on focus here. Now, he received, obviously, heavy criticism, some people saying he was fired. So he deleted the initial post and then put another one out. "I didn't realize the kid was disabled." And I believe he said he took the post down. Well, on Friday, again, this was Thursday of last week, Friday, hey, there's a fill-in host on the Jay Weber Show on iHeart's 1130 WISN Milwaukee. A fill-in host. Now, the host, Benjamin Yount, said Weber's absence was scheduled ahead of time. Yeah, it's in Thursday night. Dude, you're not going on. Now, technically, that's you know, true. That's scheduled ahead of time. I guess that makes sense. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there was a vacation planned, but it seems kind of questionable to me because the fill-in host, Benjamin Yount, on iHeart's 1130 WSN, said Jay will be back on Monday. Ooh, Jay will be back. Let's see. Today's Monday. And we know what I did today. I don't usually crudies on the righty whitey talk radio surveillance job. That's his thing, man. I don't do that. But I did plug in today. Jumped in this morning. No Jay Weber. So the fill-in host who just told us last week that this was scheduled ahead of time and Jay will be back on Monday was wrong about Jay being back on Monday. So I wonder if he's wrong about this being scheduled ahead of time. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, credibility matters, folks. If you say two statements and one of them ends up being absolutely wrong and incorrect and false, isn't it our obligation to question whether the first statement itself is accurate? I know. See, I mean, you go down all these rabbit holes. And then he said on Friday, Weber, Jay Weber now on Friday, another apology. Let's see what this one says. Because the first one wasn't an apology. It was I won't even say the word, but it was, "He's disabled. My bad." But it gets better. Here's what he said Friday. "I said it without thinking or having the facts. No excuses. Having been a teacher, I had a standard of never involving children. I broke that, and I'm disappointed with myself." He added, "I apologize to the Walls family and anyone who was offended. I feel horrible. I am so sorry." Okay. That's an apology. "I apologize to the Walls family and anyone who was offended. I feel horrible. I am so sorry." Cool, Jay. I Heart Jay, we'll call him. The Jay Weber situation. But I'm just curious. Like, if I have him in front of me, what are you sorry for? Why are you apologizing? What part of your statement do you feel bad about? What are you so very sorry about? I'm just curious. Is he acknowledging his white toxic masculinity? Because apparently crying and showing emotion and loving your father and your family is weakness? Is that what you're apologizing for? Or are you apologizing because you didn't know the kid had disabilities, quote unquote, as you mentioned? Is it your categorization and your representation of the young man's challenges? Is that what you're sorry for? I'm not clear exactly what you're sorry for, because I'm going to assume you're sorry that people got mad and started calling up and your management and probably your advertisers and expressing their dismay with your articulation of the subject matter. Now, as Spicuzza goes on to write at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, some, after the apology, some folks responded with screenshots of previous Weber posts. Ooh, but wait, there's more. God, I love journalists because, you know, I thought the same thing. Well, what else has this guy said, you know, about kids, like, you know, political kids? Well, here's what Spicuzza said. Screenshots of previous Weber posts targeting Malia Obama, the daughter of former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama. In 2016, he referenced her, who was 18 at the time, twerking in a video. She was twerking, according to Jay Weber. But she's 18. I mean, maybe, you know, as an adult, that's acceptable in Jay's world. I'm not sure. I don't clear if there was any apology for that from a lady dancing. Another one here, though. A post from 2015. He shared an article about someone who offered 50 cows, 70 sheep, and 30 goats to marry Malia, saying, it's not a bad deal. The Obama child was 16 years old at the time. So there's a trend of this guy attacking political rivals' children, dating back to 2015. And now he's sorry about this one? I got some more thoughts on this topic. Love to hear your thoughts on this topic. Again, Jay Weber, iHeart Radio, 1130 AM WISN, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Number one radio station in the market, pulling a 13 share. He's really, really sorry he got caught. He's really, really sorry that you're offended, because I'm not clear what he's sorry about. I got some more thoughts on this. I want to hear your thoughts as well. 844-967-2789. Does iHeart putting this guy, pulling him for Friday and Monday, does that mean anything? If he's fired, if he remains employed, what does that mean? Let's talk about that. 844-96-PARTY.
The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789. Talking about the Jay Weber situation here in Wisconsin. Conservative righty whitey talk radio host talking some serious trash yet again about minors. Of his political adversaries, I guess you'd call it. I don't want us to say. He was pulled from the air on Friday. He was not on the air today, despite the musings of his replacement last week, who said that Jay would be back on Monday. And I just wonder, there's already been some minor consequence to this behavior by iHeart, obviously. Evidenced by the fact Jay Weber was not on the air on Friday and not on the air on Monday. Now, is that a suspension? Is that a firing? Are they negotiating terms of his retirement? All fair questions. Apparently, we don't know the answers to them yet. As Mary Spicuzza in the Journal Sentinel wrote, that iHeart has not responded to a request for information from the Journal Sentinel. But here's my overarching thought on this. If this ends up as something more than just a couple of days suspension, if this ends up as a firing, which I I'm in the industry. If I say some stupid things, there's a consequence to it. You know, people can get pulled off the air. Yeah, because you represent the radio station and the ownership group. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, we're an independent product at Civic Media. But if I went out and did some says some terrible, stupid things like that, you know, they have the right to do what they need to do to protect their brand. And if iHeart feels like this kind of behavior is a detriment to their brand, because why? Because maybe they have a little bit higher expectation of civility. Maybe we bottomed out. You know what I mean? Maybe it's been evident and clear, especially the contrast we've seen between the Republican mega candidates. Let's just say mega, because the Republican Party, mega's put a cigarette out on the Republican Party. I mean, that thing is dead. And the language of the general language of the DNC and the Democrats. Again, this is not to say that there's not crap talking going on all the time, and I certainly do my fair share of it, but certainly don't attack children expressing love. Of all the things in the world to be super critical of, oh, your tax rates are too high. You know what I mean? We don't want the abortion. I mean, there's lots of things you can have a disagreement on. How is it? What is it about the expression of love for family that's the hill you're going to die on? Well, of course, it shouldn't be. But there should be a level, an expectation of civility. What do we talk about? I'm always flabbergasted at the fact that I got to talk about character and values. I remember my old man used, my mother and father, both of them. Your character, you go out here, you represent this family. Oh, man, they got really mad when I did some stupid things. Oh, okay, I get it. I got kids. I totally understand that. So there's character and values. And if these things do matter, then those that lack the character, those that lack the values that you prescribe to as an organization, then if you don't deal with it, if there are not consequences, I'm not talking minor consequences, get pulled for a couple of days. If there aren't real consequences from these organizations to their staff members who behave in this manner, you know, it's like anything else. It's going to continue to happen. Why would anybody change? He got a bunch of clicks. I think his apology, the Jay Weber situation, when he put that out on Twitter, and I don't have it in front of me, but I'm pretty sure the apology went like over 2 million views. So, hey, man, he's going viral, right? No such thing as bad press, right? iHeart, you know? So when Crudy and I first started, we worked at iHeart, you know, affectionately called him Heartless Radio over in the Madison, 92.1 The Mic, and also as an independent product. But if we crapped the bed on the air, they had every right to pull us. And something like this, if you're attacking minors in that way for those things, I mean, it's just, I don't know what would be worse. And again, a contrast here, one of my favorite speeches, I think probably my second favorite speech, other than Kamala Harris's speech, was former First Lady Michelle Obama. Here's what she said, according to Mary Spicuzza at the Journal Sentinel. I was touched to see Gus Walz's joy when his dad, Tim Walz, took the stage last night. Thankful for you showing us all what real love looks like, Gus. Let's be a nation that embraces this kind of warmth and vulnerability instead of making fun or mocking it. We could all use some of Gus's example in our own lives. Oh, man. Yes. What a perfect reaction to that. And Jay Weber, if you'd have reacted like that, if you'd have seen the appreciation and think that this is what love looks like, I mean, maybe you don't know what love looks like, Jay. I don't know. But that kind of love and affection is real between a family, and you mock it like that. And look at the words that came out of your mouth, or your Twitter, and look what Michelle Obama said. Which one, what of those responses to the very same situation do you think is more uplifting, shows more character, shows higher value? You know what I'm saying? So if iHeart does the right thing, is the right thing getting rid of his ass, let's not forget he was doing this kind of thing back in 2015 when they were talking about selling off Obama's minor child, who was like 15, 16 at the time, for goats and cows and chickens. And Jay Weber said, hey, that's not a bad deal. What are you negotiating? And so I'm just wondering, what is a bad deal to buy a 16-year-old? Is it 50 cows, 80 chickens? Or maybe it's 100 cows. Is that too much? I'm just wondering, if that's not a bad deal, Jay Weber, what is a bad deal? And since those cows and chickens and livestock ultimately translate into dollars, well, then let's put it out there, Jay. What's the good price, cash-wise, American dollars, you know, not just chickens and cows, for a former president's 16-year-old daughter? 10 grand, 20, and let's just throw it out there, Jay. I'm an open invitation. tell me what's not a good deal to buy a child. 844-967-2789. Well, we got some callers on, but you know what? We got to go to break in a little bit. So, callers, be patient. We will get to you. But I do want to know what you have to say, because this drives me nuts. These guys, they own the market. You know, they talk all sorts of trash. They're in the same industry I am, and I am just offended. And I say some crazy things, and I'm offended by this reaction, man. I can, and even other Republicans were as well. Craig Peterson was watching, his longtime Republican operative, watching Walz's reaction made of him think of his son Hunter, who has Down syndrome. He called Weber immediately after seeing the post. As soon as I saw it, I called the station, left a message for him, and just said, you know, you should really apologize to all of us who have kids with special needs, because that could have been my son. Last night, as I'm watching it, all I can think of is that's my son. Peterson added, I love how the Walzes refer to his disability as a superpower, which is cool. I'm going to start using that with Hunter. Yeah, apparently, even some Republicans were offended by the Jay Weber situation. 844-96-PARTY. We'll be right back.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're going to go to the phone lines here at 844-967-2789. Callers, be patient. Ritual screen every single one of you. We will get you on the air. I want to know your opinions. This Jay Weber situation, this iHeart superstar out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, owns the airwaves with 13 share, talking smack about Gus Walz. 844-96-PARTY. He's been off the air on Friday. He's been off the air on Monday. What do you think should happen? What are your thoughts? How does it make you feel? Wisco Paul, happy Monday, Paulie. What do you got for us?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Dom. First of all, on a high note, I thank you and Cootie for going down to Chicago. That was great coverage. You got a lot local feel of it, which is really great. And I applaud both of you for being down there and covering it had to be an awesome convention. I mean, jeepers. And some of the speeches were just off the scale.
You brought it up, Paulie. Let me ask you, what were your favorite speeches? Like what struck you the most? What stuck with you after the convention concluded?
I would say, because I'm a big fan of Bill Clinton, but when you look at Michelle Obama and all the trash talking that has been done about her, that lady is off the scale. I mean, it's just, yeah. I don't know what you thought of that, Dom, but I mean, yeah. That's moving. And I'm not really a guy that sheds a tear, but when you start listening to some of this stuff, after you know what she's been through, she's the one that started when they go low, we go high. So she took a lot of criticism in 8 years there. But her speech was, I don't know, I can't remember one that's much better than that. So that would be my speech of the convention. Hey,
address the the Jay Weber situation, Paulie?
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, you should never be behind a microphone again. But when you're pulling poll ratings, you know, if this was the first thing he's ever done, but he never really apologized. I have a good friend that has a special needs child. And when I don't think you can go any lower. And I've talked to him, and he certainly is not happy about the situation because I don't know how to go there with this. It's not an easy thing to raise a special needs child to begin with, I don't think. Right. Of course, I'm not in that situation. But I don't think you can go any lower than that, Dom. And I'm going to tell you what. And I believe this, that if you and Crudy or anybody on your station would have made comments just this time, you'd be off the air. And I doubt if Civic – in fact, I feel if Civic wouldn't – then you guys would be off the air, period. I mean, I don't think because that's about as low as you can go. And if this was the first time, it would be one thing, but he said many, many other things. I mean, it's just, the list is pretty long, and I don't want to say anything that he actually didn't do. But anyway, if Earhart lets him go back on the air, then there's something wrong there. So I hate to see anybody lose their job, but again, this is as low as you can go. And yeah. To my knowledge, I don't remember people taking Republican kids to task like that. I just can't. At least center left radio. So anyway, hey, you guys are cool. So thanks, Tom.
Cool, Paulie. Thanks, man. Appreciate you listening. You know, I think Clinton's daughter, I guess Clinton would have been the Dem. Yeah, I don't know that the Bush girls got any sort of grief. Yeah, that's a great observation, Paul. I mean, there's always someone out there, right? And the technology's gotten better over the last couple of decades, better in that you can put out for the universe's consumption all sorts of crazy-ass stuff. But also, I think it shows a little, to some degree, privilege behind the mic. You know, when Kurti and I first started doing this thing like 13 years ago, we were just trying to have some fun and bicker with each other back and forth. But I quickly realized, there's a responsibility when you're talking to the mic. When you're talking behind this microphone, there's people listening. You're going to talk about, issues that matter to people. Whatever your topic may be, you have a responsibility not only to yourself, but certainly to your audience and certainly to the platform that allows the speech to be. This is not free speech. You know what I'm saying? If I want to say these same things, I want to go get a soapbox and stand out in the park and yell at the clouds. I can do that. I don't have a right. Nobody has a constitutional right to call into a radio show, to host a radio show, to have their letter to the editor printed. No one has those rights. And I think the privilege, perhaps, to the Jay Weber situation, gets to his head a little bit. Well, he didn't say it on the air. He just said it in the social media. You know what I mean? That probably got a whole lot more reach than his radio show does, even though it's pulling a 13 share from iHeart here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So perhaps there's a combination of things. I appreciate every day and take seriously, generally, the responsibility of being truthful. And now being truthful, try to be a little funny and being up on the topics, man. I've had some of the callers call on some very topics when we first started. I'm like, who, what, where? You find out real quick where the audience, where their heads are at. So, you try to be prepared, try to have a sense of knowledge of what you're talking about. And being responsible to yourself, to your partner, to Kurti, to Rich, to everyone, man. Those things matter to me. Maybe they don't matter to Jay Weber. Maybe they don't matter to iHeart. I would hope they do. I hope we hit the bottom. I mean, it's not just an individual troll with four followers, leaving stuff on your Facebook page. I mean, this guy represents iHeart. 13 share in Milwaukee. This is a big reach. And is this your leader? Is this who you want to represent you? Because right now he does. And if he comes back on Tuesday, comes back on Wednesday, he will continue to do so. 844-967-2789. Joe from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
Well, I echo the sentiments of Paulie previously. And I think that the arrogance of this man that he presumes he will never be touched by such tragedy. Maybe he has a special needs child in his family, in which case I find that even more appalling. But
yeah, right.
Anyone can have a special needs relative mm-hmm. in a second. All it takes is a car accident, a bike accident. Oh, wait, a shooting in a mall. And all of a sudden you are dealing with a situation where your relative is having a real tough time getting around yeah. and deserves sympathy and care and compassion and not being ridiculed in that way. What I find interesting is that this is not just a one-off. I mean, the comments that he made about Malia Obama, he's talking about slavery, right? He's talking about buying a slave. A woman slave, and he still has his job. I am amazed. And I'd be interested in your reaction to this, Kurti, because, I mean, it's not only the station, it is the advertisers. Do the advertisers want to be associated with this kind of garbage? I mean, surely within the realm of the advertisers, there must be all sorts of people who have in their family someone who's bearing this kind of burden. And to think it's not just, at birth. I mean, my extended family, we have a young woman who was fine until age 5. She got a very bad viral infection that left her damaged, neurologically damaged, and has been a lifelong struggle for her family, financial, emotional, you know, the couple split up. It was brutal. It's really, really hard. And for this little arrogant guy to pull this off, and, you know, if you do something like this, man, you ought to be on air the next day saying, I apologize. I really apologize. Let's have a show where we can talk about how I screwed up so bad and, you know, what could be done better. Because his just hiding like this, he should not be back on the air. I mean, if this is what iHeart wants to represent them, don't you think that they're going to be bearing this for a long time? Because you're going to have mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers of people who are relatives of people who are in this situation that continue to say, I'm not supporting iHeart if this is who they keep on air. Who cares if he has a big share? He's a icky, awful man. You know, at a certain point, do the advertisers want to be associated with this? I'd be interested in your reaction, Cootie. Excuse me, Dom. Pardon me.
Joe, you know, that's certainly the thing. Well, the advertisers are buying the share, right? That's what's important to them. There are a lot of people listening to it. But once it bubbles up, once you find out, certainly some of those folks could have a problem with it. I don't know how you couldn't. Joe, but what about your thought? You heard me read the apology, the actual apology. He actually said he was sorry and he feels terrible. And there was an actual, by the third, maybe the third, maybe the fourth quote from Jay Weber, there was an actual apology. But do you know what he's apologizing for?
No. And it's just,
do you think that's relevant? Is it just a general, hey, I'm sorry for, or should we just say, you know, as I mentioned, what are you apologizing for? What level of disgusting action that you took in such mindless statements are you apologizing for? It's almost not enough for me, Joe.
Yeah, I think you need to say, I mean, three, four short sentences. What I said was cruel and awful and indefensible. I owe the family a huge apology. I owe our community a huge apology. I owe our advertisers and the station a huge apology. If they can't find it in their hearts to forgive me, I understand. But it is important for me to make the statement that what I said was indefensible. There's no excuse for it. And the fact that he's just a garbage human being, and it's time to say goodbye to garbage human beings. You know what I mean? Isn't it time to turn page?
Yes. Jeez. Yes. Yeah, I hear you, Joe. Absolutely. Hey, thank you so much. Always love to hear from you, Joe, 844-967-2789. Oh, man, is this a canary in the coal mine? Is my expectation, am I too thinking too much that maybe some folks are done with the rolling around in the mud kind of thing just for some clicks and for some listenership? 844-967-2789. Civility, values, character. As far as I know, conservatives used to think like those things were important. Gary's from Sussex. You're a conservative. Welcome, man. What do you got for us?
Well, I didn't hear what he said, but he said something to me one time. Or actually, he didn't say it to me, but he was talking about people who adopt kids, that they're all messed up. Well, I do have an adopted daughter that I adopted as an infant, and I feel blessed that God gave us our little girl. And he said on the air, well, all adopted kids are all screwed up and messed up. Well, that really hurt. And I stopped listening to him for many years, and then I started listening again. But he does say things. Now, in defense, he did say he's sorry, and I think he'll still be.
Do you know what he's sorry for, popular. Gary? You know what I mean? Is he sorry for mocking
the? I think he got caught.
Well, thank you, Brad. That's what I'm saying.
What he said.
That's not really an apology, is it? And like, is he sorry that you mocked the public showing of love and affection between a son and his father? Is that what you're sorry for? Are you sorry for you know, calling the kid disabled and dismissing him in that regard? Or, you know, what exactly is the apology for?
Yeah. I have a very, very good friend that their son has autism. And when I saw Tim's Wall's son going, you know, clapping like crazy and stuff like that, yeah, it just kind of brought back memories to the friend that I have with his son. And, you know, when you're born, it's certainly not the child's fault that he has autism, and, you know, nobody knows what causes it and stuff like that.
Well, sure. And Jay Weber could be riding his bike down the trail and hit a rock and fall over and hit his head and be in a very similar mental situation. You know what I mean? So it's not just whether you're born with it, man. You can get things and things can happen. Accidents happen.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day, Gary, you know, we're all susceptible to this humanity.
When are we doing dinner? I owe you dinner.
All right, man. I'm gonna write your number down right now, man. I'll text you after the show. Gary, real quick before we run out of time, did you watch any of the DNC? Sure. And did you have any speeches that you loved or hated?
Well, this is. I started drinking the water, and then I started throwing up. But my wife drank the Kool-Aid. I mean, she drank the Kool-Aid, and I was sipping on it, and I started throwing up. But the next day we talked, and she said, well, you know, they do make sense. I had a deprogrammer for a couple of days, but she's back. She's back.
any particular speech that you thought was over the top or totally lacking?
No, I thought they're all good. And I did watch 4 years ago, or actually 8 years ago with Hillary. And I enjoy watching both sides because you know me. I like to listen to both sides.
How about Adam Kinzinger? 30 seconds, Gary. Adam Kinzinger saying, you know, Democrats are patriotic too. I thought that was valuable.
Yeah, but you know what? He's no different than Cheney and some of the other ones that left, the Republican Party, and they're ostracized.
Gary, the Republican Party left them, apparently. You know, they're not down with the insurrection. Thank you, Gary. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Come back. More of your calls, 844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open. Going there next. 844-967-2789. Now, that's an appropriate song, Rich. You know, we can only hope. Now, Rich, if I may, you text me that you know Jay Weber, right?
Well, we worked together many, many years ago.
And, many years ago?
I never detected this type of streak in his soul back then, but I guess things weren't quite as partisan and wicked and evil then as they are now.
Was it same kind of a role, producer, show host kind of role? What was
No, he was just a straight news reporter.
He was just a news reporter. Then?
Yes.
Okay.
Back in the days when radio stations had news departments staffed for more than 3 hours. And, 10:30, 11 o'clock rolled around, we were on a bar stool. And, we'll just kind of leave it there.
I understand.
Yeah, there's...
But you didn't see this kind of thing? You didn't hear this kind of thing, I mean, back then?
Not then. Yeah. Not then. Yeah. This is not the guy that I knew once upon a time. But then again, you know, that's 30-plus years ago. So, I can change.
Right. Well, you know, I'd like to think I changed for the better, man. You know what I mean? I try to become, you know, more knowledgeable, more empathetic, you know, more understanding, more chill, you know, not react like a 12-year-old man baby to situations that make me uncomfortable.
I must say, I shake my head shook my head when I heard it. I said, my God, what in the world? But
again, we're talking about the Jay Weber situation. Here's what he wrote. Sorry, but this is embarrassing for both father and son. If the Wallses represent today's American man, this country is screwed. And I'm just curious, Weber, do you, sir, represent today's American man? And what is today's American man? Maybe we should have a conversation about that. 844-967-2789. I am today's American man. Dick from Madison, you are the next man in the queue. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hello.
Hello, Dick.
Hey, real quick, would you expect anything different with the guy that he's advocating for crying out loud? I mean,
no, I think that's really? Part of the problem, right? This, you know, the guy he's advocating for, you know, endorses this kind of behavior, this kind of attitude, right? Trump gives permission for all of these things because he does
absolutely.
It. I mean, Trump was mocking the disabled reporter back in the day before he got elected. Trump was mocking John Cain. You know, I mean, all these things. No, this is certainly, I mean, words matter, leadership matters, character matters, value matters, and you see how that translates and let's call it trickles down. You know, if there's any trickle down from those Republicans, it's the slop coming out of their mouth during the Trump years.
Okay, you asked about speeches. I liked all of them. I know that sounds crazy, but
oh come on, man! It's like, comes to mind. It's like
what?
Sarah Palin reads all the newspapers. Come on, top three, Dick. Top three,
right? Well, no, I'm going to give you what I've seen of the whole thing.
Okay.
Very obscure person appeared, a lady who worked in the Trump administration in some capacity. Now she didn't speak, but she was on between speakers, and she talked about how awful this guy talks about everybody like a dog behind closed doors.
Oh yeah.
And okay, so it came to mind. Okay, and she said the main thing is that these people, Omegas, just cannot bring themselves to say they were wrong about something. Then I analyzed myself. I did the same thing in 04. Dude, I was so down with Kerry and Edwards. And then when you found out what Edwards was about, I didn't like anything about it, but you know, it was hard for me to swallow and I had to swallow it. But, the other thing on the, Trump thing with the children, I mean, I think I told you guys last week, he was trying to get Barron out there at their convention and use him as a prop, for crying out loud. And then, you know, I think Melania came to his rescue and stopped that from happening, thankfully. But this whole election to me, Dominic, is this. It's almost a referendum or a trial of us, on whether we're going to elect somebody like that again who's a 34-time convicted felon and all the things he's about, or are we going to do the right thing? It's a referendum or a vote, or you could call it any of the above, on us as a country.
Yeah, Dick, sorry to cut you short. I want to keep going on the lines. It certainly is. We, you know, in some regards, always say we get the government that we deserve. And unfortunately, you know, Clinton got the popular vote. Trump got the electoral vote. We didn't get what we deserved necessarily, not in that sense. But I agree with you 100%. Thanks for the call. Andrew, let's sneak you in from Motown. Welcome, Andrew. What do you got?
Hey, Devils. I did not know who this conversation was about. I did not hear what he said. I know it was awful, whatever it was. I think one of the biggest problems for our side now is letting these morons take space in our heads rent-free. We need to stop listening wherever this nonsense is coming from. I think we should only be listening to shows like yours, progressive radio shows. The rest of it, if we are like myself, where I go around the dial trying to hear something, it's for comedy's sake only. They cannot take that space in my head. The space in my head is Harris and Waltz. That's it. That's it. The rest of it is comedy, stupidity. It makes no sense. And they are just looking. Every time somebody comments on what stupid thing they say, they have.
Sorry, got to cut you short, Andrew. Amen. But keep a little room for the devil's advocates in your head. Coming back, more news on the debate of the debate and Harris's tax plan.